Welcome back to the Business of Sustainability Bite Size. I am very lucky to be joined by Leo today, who is our most recent employee. I think we are skirting a month.
Yeah, just over a month
just now. So very much welcome to our little studio.
Thank you.
It'd be great if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Future Plus and what you do for us at the moment.
Of course. Well, firstly, thank you for having me on the podcast. And I'm really grateful to be in this room where many interesting conversations have already taken place. A bit about me, while I've been at Future Plus for just over a month now. My role is a sustainability executive, which on a superficial level, I'd say, is working with our clients across the whole life cycle of sustainability. So initially understanding their current impact, so where they are in regards to materiality across the five Future Plus themes. And then from there, really drawing up, you know, interesting roadmaps and strategies that eventually lead to better sustainability outcomes. I think I've entered sustainability from a rather unorthodox, unconventional path. I studied geography at university and that was really reared towards sustainability. But following on from that, I decided for some weird reason to go more into the analytical and consulting side of things. But there's obviously a reason I'm here, and that's largely at part due to my passion for sustainability, which whilst I was working my previous role, just kept growing and I couldn't ignore it. And I really wanted to pursue a career dedicated to some of the issues that I really care deeply about, you know, safeguarding our planet and the people that exist upon it. And that's ultimately what drew me here.
Amazing. That's an incredible intro, Leo. And I will say it's the second time you've done an incredible intro. So for anybody that's on LinkedIn, you can also find we had a visual intro to Leo, which I think is we're now going to make mandatory for every person that starts, because it was absolutely brilliant way to get to know someone. But coming into Future Plus with fresh eyes from the outside and seeing the platform and what we do, what did you get from it? Is it what you thought we do?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned so much this past month. It's been a rewarding, challenging, at times overwhelming experience. But I think the key word there is rewarding, ultimately. One of the first things I did was just sit down and look through the list of clients we have and some of the work they've done. And I was, you know, really taken aback by most of them. You know, in particular, we're working with SMEs who have limited capacity and capabilities in regard to sustainability. But yet they're taking on some ridiculous projects, which is probably a flippant way of putting it. But they really stretch their capacity. And they're going for some of the biggest issues that, you know, the largest multinationals and conglomerates haven't even grasped, yet alone acknowledged in the first place. So being able to work with them is a real privilege. And I think at part, some of their success is really due to the nature of Future Plus. So really seeing how before my time, clearly a lot of work has gone into distilling this information into something that's really accessible has been quite rewarding to know that I can now play my part in helping that process.
I think that the future advisory wraparound for future impact is really important as well. So that human guidance, like tech is brilliant and we are big champions of tech because that's what we do. But actually having somebody like yourself that is across multiple companies, multiple sectors, multiple themes around sustainability. And it's just that is what you do on a daily basis and have a passion for it as well. And understanding what that looks like commercially for businesses, I think really adds to that whole tech thing. I think that's really important for us. And how have you found coming in, having those conversations with companies where you might be speaking to, you know, a company of a few people in the morning about their economic impact and then speaking to a mid-sized enterprise, multi-million pound turnover around their climate impact in the afternoon. Do you enjoy that challenge?
The variety is honestly the best thing about this role thus far. No 2 days are the same. And just like our clients, we really have to wear multiple hats and do different things. You know, you get to look in the mirror every day with a whole new outfit, and that's pretty fun because I think that's just in general how sustainability works is something that's constantly evolving.
We really focus on having an actual score and an ambition score. And we often talk about it as sort of trying to align people's thought process with the same way as financial growth. Mm. You know, you want and you invest in a business to grow. And it's the same with sustainability. It should be relevant and appropriate at any stage that you are at. But can you explain, what that distinction means in practice between an actual and ambition and why it matters for businesses that maybe just starting out?
Yeah, of course. I think that the difference between them is really important because say I've done something yesterday doesn't mean I'm going to do it tomorrow. And in many cases, intent can be a better example of a business's direction as opposed to what they've already achieved, especially in regards to SMEs. So what the actual score may show is what a company's already done, which is important for all sorts of things. For instance, assessing change and improvement over time can be used for tenders and general benchmarking. But I think what really sets Future Plus apart is the ambition metrics. And I was recently reading a book called Net Positive, which I think a few of us have all read, where Paul Polman, the ex-CEO of Unilever, was really honing on how ambition is one of the most important things when it comes to sustainability and really setting yourself challenging goals that make you rethink what the word possible even means. And I think the Future Plus platform really allows that because we have a clear roadmap where companies can plan for up to 3 years ahead. And for SMEs in particular, it can be a bit overwhelming when perhaps your ESG maturity isn't that high. But ultimately, by having that roadmap in place, it means you can sort of work on the right things at the right time and not disregard certain aspects of sustainability. So for instance, I have one client who was working on like a climate reduction scheme, and this is over the span of 3 years. And as that takes a while, we've seen at the same time they're working towards a modern slavery statement. So it's really important to work towards all aspects of ESG, and I think the ambition roadmap really allows for that.
Yeah, I think having that variety of sort of low impact, low effort, high impact, high effort, and the other four sides of the quadrant on that sort of effort and impact is really important to have cadence and momentum. Mm. Like you've got to have the big goals that you're reaching for, but you also need to have the things that are easy and feel like you're making progress. And I think being able to have a roadmap that can encapsulate both of those at the same time is really important. But also, again, going back to you guys and how important it is having somebody that can guide you through that process of what that is also really important. And then one last question for you, Leah, around one of the really big things that we do that you can't do if you're on your own is around the evidence submission and the expert review. So when we ask people to go through future impact, essentially an assessment, we ask if you are doing something. If you're doing something, can you evidence it? And if you're not, we ask if you can set an ambition or if you'd like to set an ambition. But when somebody has completed the assessment, we get a whole host of evidence around what that looks like. Why do you think that verification, or how would you describe that in verification layer as being important when you're speaking to clients, and how does it protect businesses or sort of create additional levels of value for them?
Yeah, of course. The whole thing is about making these businesses accountable for what they say they do. And there's two ways of looking at it. So sometimes I've seen companies might have certain policies in place, but just because the policies are in place doesn't mean it actually exists. So it might just be words on a paper. And the adverse is also true, where they might think they're doing something well operationally, but because it's not, you know, written up in a policy, there might be certain people in the company who either don't have access to that or know it's happening. And as sustainability executives, we sort of look at this from an objective lens. We have certain criteria that are based upon all the regulation that's out there that you can find. And we make sure that we're holding them accountable. So what they're saying is truth and it's actually being carried out at their businesses. And I think this is really important, especially for businesses who are sort of at early stages of ESG maturity, because ultimately the regulation is going to trickle down to them. And it's important that we hold them accountable at an early stage so there aren't problems going forward in regards to tighter regulation. And stuff like this can really impact stakeholder trust, employee well-being, and those sorts of things.
Amazing. Leo, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully you found that hugely interesting. And if you want to know more about what Leo does and more about meeting the team, you can find more information at www.future-plus.co.uk.
Thank you.